Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. If this is your first time listening, not welcome back, welcome in the first place. I welcome you sincerely to my podcast, which has the wonderful subtitle Bliss Point of Podcasts, because the Bliss Point concept is derived from the food industry, and it says that the perfect amount of sweet and salty flavors in a food makes you addicted to them. So I thought I'd apply that to my beloved baby, Sweet But Salty. It fits the title perfectly, and I want you to be addicted to my content as well. Of course, in a healthy way, because listening to me doesn't make you overweight or overeat. So I think that's good. Even if I always aim to create bingeable episodes. But that's about it for the food introduction. Today, I want to talk about the elephant in the room, and it's not my broken love life. It's actually... No, my love life isn't broken. It's just non-existent at the moment. So I think it's laying dormant, which is totally fine. But what I actually wanted to say before I lost track of my dignity was... let's talk about the elephant in the room. It's the solar eclipse that took place a couple of days ago, and I was fortunate enough to watch it with my mom and brother, and we went into a field nearby where we live and watched the solar eclipse. It was a partial eclipse here where I live, but it was still so spectacular, to be honest, because the sun was covered about 90% at the peak of the eclipse here. So yeah, it was just a phenomenal experience. And the thing is, we didn't have the glasses when we went into the field. So we were like, okay, we're just gonna be there and observe the surroundings, because you're not allowed to look into the sun without the special glasses, obviously. So we were just there in the field, standing there, and my brother was actually smart enough to and bold enough to go up to strangers who were nearby, because there were a lot of people gathered there, and asked if he could borrow glasses from someone for a short amount of time. And that's how we ended up with two glasses that were gifted to us, which is just wonderful and goes to show that kindness goes a long way. And sometimes it really enables you to experience a very special moment if strangers are kind to you. Like, they totally help you be in the moment and be able to, yeah, just enjoy a very special moment that won't repeat itself. And I felt like the entire day had a very special feel to it, and the next day as well. I can't really explain it, but it was like I had witnessed a very special moment in time and a very special phenomenon, obviously. It just brought me so much closer to God and feeling God's presence in my life. And for all of you who know your Bible, you know that last week's episode title was actually a quote from the Bible, and I think it's the sentence in the Bible. It's called "Do not be afraid," and I think it's the sentence in the Bible that's repeated the most, because we can't progress while being afraid, because fear has a very low vibration and it kind of lets everything in your body shrink and tighten up in a very negative way. So I do think it's important to step forward in faith, in love and in courage and in gratitude. And that's how you combat fear. And that's how I combat fear. So that's just a little tangent. But what I took away from the solar eclipse is really that, I mean, what are the odds that the moon, even though the sun is so, so far away, the moon has like the perfect size and the perfect distance to the earth and the sun to cover the sun perfectly. What are the odds, you know? I think there must be a very intelligent, a very creative, and a very caring and loving creator behind this world. And I don't want to get too existential, even though I think I'm already there. But I think we're not here at random. I think we're here for a purpose, for a reason, because someone intended us to be here at this time to experience what we experience and to live how we live. And I just think it's a very beautiful way of seeing life and going through life with a purpose and with a meaning and with all of the positive emotions in us because we understand that we were created through love. So I do think that natural phenomena are just so spectacular because we are innately connected to nature. We're part of nature, and sometimes we forget, and I totally get it because I live in the city too. Luckily, not in the middle of the city, but at the like fringe. So I do have a lot of nature around me, which is good, but I still sometimes forget to go outside and to be outside and to really be present in nature. So I loved that the solar eclipse, or the partial solar eclipse, led me to understand a lot more about God and about myself and about nature and about, you know, everything that's going on. So I'm having a major deja vu right now, which happens sometimes. Yeah, but I really hope that you felt inspired through this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will be back next week with a very special new episode. I say that every week. I can't promise it will be special, but I'll do my very best. All right. Take care. Bye.